So this mindfulness training, I have to explain a bit. You can either do your normal walking meditation, but walking meditation, please, don't go and do that one using the thought one, verbalizing one, standing, intending to walk, then lifting. Forget about it. All this verbalization will make you more and more thought-based. No need. Like the Buddha said, standing aware, walking aware, just walk. Walk until body and mind become one. And then you will know what sati is. Then no need to like they are. Towards the end already, you want to turn. Standing. Turning. Then you continue. You do that one, I wish you luck. Because that is what is being taught, I know, traditionally by certain tradition. But if that thing is useful to them, let them do. What you want to understand is, you do something that you understand. Follow the instruction. The Buddha says, standing aware. Yeah, aware means your awareness and your body is one. Then walking aware. Walking means body and mind and awareness move as one. Initially, it's not in harmony or synchrony, but you just walk. Walk until the body and mind become one, then you will understand. You will slow down on your own one. No need to walk slow. Normal walking, because when you live life, you are in the normal pace, understand now? If you go to office, everything you slow down, sitting, seeing, your boss will give you a love letter, understand now? Then writing, you think they will employ you? Cannot. You can have mindfulness even when you are working, doing things at your normal pace, no problem. So what you need to train here is, whatever you do, aware. The pace will adjust by itself, depending on the individual. Then you will reach a pace where the body and mind is in harmony. And then you will know what sati is. Or you do bowing. Namo Bun Si Shi Jiang Mo Ni Fo, you bow. Then with mindfulness, you recite with faith and you bow. Even the chanting, recite with faith and bow. The sati will come. When the sati come, your verbalization, Namo Bun Si Shi Jiang Mo Ni Fo, also stop. Then that thing become like normal, automatic. Then when your mind enters sati, you will know. Then everything you do is in sati. When you come out of the bowing, then you realize all your bending, stretching, everything, there is awareness of it. Yeah. Then after that, you want to slow your movement. Because when you develop it initially, it's not stable. So you slow it, it can stabilize. Then after you are good, then it becomes faster and faster. Then no need to worry about slow or fast. When you are in sati, everything you do is in sati. All your seeing is in sati, specific phenomena awareness. All your hearing, smell, taste, tactile, everything is in sati. Then you can also, apart from walking and bowing, contemplate somewhere conducive. If it's raining, move within the temple area. If it's not raining, then you can walk within the vicinity of the temple.